to the new edition of the podcast of Life Value TV, the podcast for more life value. My name is Stefan Josef, and I'm glad you listen to my podcast as we talk today about why so many people are in crisis, not only in belief, but in all areas of their lives. Who or what is your ultimate safety factor? Who is your most important contact for absolute emergencies? When I sit on my terrace, more often in the morning in summer, many people walk and drive right in front of it. Some are engrossed with plugs in their ears, some seem to be like dumb fish. Only a few react to a good morning or say one themselves. From day to day I ask myself, what keeps us as society from being kinder at all times? What are people afraid of if they can't even get a hello over the lips in the morning? In the past 2 weeks, I have read more than I have in a long time, and another question came to my mind. Do many people today lack real security in life because so many give the impression that they are walking spirits? Now, I don't want to claim to have experienced more life crises than other people in 10 lives. However, it has become clear to me, especially during the last 2 weeks, that a person's life crisis can usually be traced back to a crisis of belief. If you now think, I don't want to have anything to do with religion, then you can confidently stay with it, because the question is first and foremost, what do you rely on in your life? Because what you can rely on, this will give you security. But do you rely on yourself or more on other people? Get congratulations if you've already trusted yourself and even discovered your best talents and skills. With this, you have already taken an important step towards a future worth living. You're probably already really good at dealing with defeats and setbacks, right? But how good is the life you actually lead? What are your private and professional relationships like? When someone puts the word sin in their mouth, it makes everyone's hair stand up. Nevertheless, I have to ask at this point, do you live a life in which you are free from any bad or negative thoughts, words and actions? You may come up with all sorts of things and even a justification for it. I'm not a perfect role model either. But what does it look like in your heart, your inside? Are you happy or do you feel an inner emptiness? Looking back on the professional activities I've already done, I realize how empty and unfulfilled I was for years, if not decades. The outside, the material, counted too much. But what is crucial is to find inner peace, a relief that allows us to endure the madness of life. I can't help but turn back time 2000 years and look at what happened with and around Jesus at that time. As I've been able to discover, there's a lot of evidence that Jesus is a historical person. All the more surprising, therefore, are all the theories with which the resurrection and the Christian movement that developed from it should confirm all untrue. Through my decision to study and teach Catholic religion, I now have the wonderful opportunity to deal intensively with the topic of belief. And it is almost unbelievable how profoundly Jesus' life and death can be researched, especially the significance for all generations afterwards. Our calendar is based on the birth of Christ. That always made me believe that something special must have happened back then. And indeed, a central point is that the Christian belief is aimed at all people in the world. Finally, this means that we can all invite Jesus to come into our midst and help us with life crises. It is up to us whether we see him as our savior or not. Much discussed is the question of what will happen to us after our death. And in this context, the question of sins plays an important role. Who has ever argued with their parents? Who has ever tempted a woman or a man to cheat or thought of it themselves? As long as we are not willing to admit our mistakes, we will not find peace. As long as we let our ego take over, we will not experience harmony or charity. We cannot ask a dead person what it was like in the face of death, whether the last judgment has actually come. Now I don't want to imagine that I'm doing everything right, finding the right words and being free of criticism. But the first step is to recognize where we are in life. Even if we do our best, new challenges may come our way. But trusting in Jesus will master every situation. In doing so, I recognized an important point for myself, which I now want to share with you. Trust that the right thing will happen. Don't be surprised or disappointed if it's different than you wanted. We find trust in belief, and if we call on God, He will come to us and show us His grace. For, as we read in the Bible, He gave His only Son to pay for all our sins. Call and accept, then we will blissfully take our last breaths. I don't want to make anyone feel guilty, but to reassure you that your walk with God gives your life a whole new dimension. When I published my biography, My Way into My Vocation, 7 years ago, I was also critical of the topic of belief. Because at the end of the day, belief is something that should not be lip service, but come from our hearts, so that instead of emptiness, we feel abundance. And society shows us how empty countless people are inside. The degenerated self-mania on social networks is a massive sign of an increasingly narcissistic population, looking for the next adrenaline rush without ever really resting. I'm looking forward to your subscription to my podcast, and I invite you to take a look at my YouTube channel, Life Valley TV. I wish you a fulfilling time. All love, Stefan Josef. We'll be right back.